This is episode 112, recorded on June 7th, 2013. Packard Pokes at Barefoot Multiverse Mashup.
Do you want to stream Packard Pokes at on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes, and I am your immutable and technically challenged host, Packard Sonic. Joining us tonight from the far, far west coast is Medusa Rance.
Woo! Hang 10, baby!
I hope you're not hanging 20.
I'll give you 20.
Or in my case, it'd be 21.
Packard.
But oh, if I lose my swimsuit. And join us from the far, far mitten of what was left of Mitt Romney. No, I'm just kidding. Mitt Romney's no longer around anywhere, actually. I wish.
We all wish.
We all wish. Join us from the Mitt of Michigan is Dave, you're damned.
Greetings and salutations.
Salutations, Dave. All right. We have a lot of good stories out here for you tonight, so let's get going to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
If you've ever heard of the Big Bang, and no, I'm not talking about when the garbage man comes outside your house and bangs the garbage cans together. That's not quite the Big Bang I'm discussing, although it is pretty loud. I'm talking the cosmic Big Bang. The Big Bang that supposedly, you know, started everything. We have strong evidence that the Big Bang occurred. There's been a theory for some time that when the Big Bang occurred, that it just didn't create our universe. It's a possibility of a multi-universe. If you've ever seen, like, the TV show Family Guy, it's like, all right, now, mind you, it's a cartoon, okay? They go to, it was called, the episode called Road to the Multiverse. Stewie and the dog, Brian, they go hop from universe to universe. It's a very funny sketch for the TV show. However, scientists are actually finding evidence that the multi-universe might actually exist. According to physics.org, when they're looking out into space and they observe what's going on out there, they said that the most recent study on the pre-bang science posted arxiv.org, a team of researchers from the UK, Canada, and the United States have revealed that they discovered four statistically unlikely circular patterns in the cosmic microwave background, also known as a CMB. And they think that these marks may be like bruises that our universe has incurred from being bumped four times by other universes. Now, if it turns out it's correct, it would be the first evidence that other universes out there do exist. Now, this has been this is just a theory. I'm not even sure I'd put it a theory. It's maybe closer to a hypothesis, but it's been around for a long time that there's a possibility that other universes out there. Now, I had a discussion with my daughter earlier tonight that if we had other universes out there, that some of the possibilities, like, for example, in one universe, no one's ever heard of God. But we could also say, in the opposite end, where everybody's religious, or you're forced to have religion. I mean, there's also that possibility, too. I mean, but like I said, it's a hypothetical, theoretical type thing. It's physics beyond my comprehension. I'm not going to be jaunting off to the next universe anytime soon, unless the guy from Sliders pops into my house and takes me out for a joyride. So I'm not really sure, but they think it's possible. Maybe it is. I really don't know. I'm not a scientist. I can't say. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, why one? Why not more?
Sure.
That's what I say.
More the merrier.
The more the merrier. It seems illogical to me and conceited that there would only be one universe, mm-hmm, such as our own. I seem to see the universe in this way, like a work unfinished. Do you get what I'm saying? One universe may be imperfect,
right,
but the others are not perfect either. So, yes, there are several universes out there. It is an inconceivable thought. I don't think we can really, like you said, wrap our minds around the physics.
Yeah, I certainly can't wrap my mind around the physics. It's just beyond me.
I can't, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And in a way, it scares me. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it really excites me. It scares me in the sense that you said I might run into a universe where everybody is religious.
Oh, yeah, now that would be scary for me. Yeah.
That would really freak me out. Having to fake it and all of that. So I'm glad I'm in the universe I'm in.
Yeah.
Because we have multi choices.
Right.
So yes, I do believe in the concept.
You know, it's interesting there that it was very interesting that they said ideas like this at one point may consider to be, you know, a little wacky, but hey,
don't see why.
I'm just saying, you know, and many years ago, the Big Bang Theory, you know, the theory of the Big Bang, there was no evidence for that, and look where we are today. We have evidence for the Big Bang. So these are possibilities that they're not 100% proven just yet, but that down the road, just enough time, maybe they will. Dave, your thoughts?
Oh, well, you know, I was kind of looking into this and reading up on it, and I did find an article about this from Catholic.org.
Oh, my gosh.
That I enjoyed quite a lot, actually.
The Catholics, sure, they're the leaders in science.
But,
just kidding.
But it's interesting because they actually were arguing for this being the case.
Oh, really?
I just want to read this one quick line from
Go ahead.
Where they say, "It is entirely plausible to accept the Big Bang Theory and multiverse theory while maintaining a steadfast belief in God. God could have used any means he wished to create."
Oh, good grief.
Which seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Like God's the big carpenter.
Right.
So that if there's more than one universe, maybe there's, then that also begs the possibility that there's more than one God. If God exists.
There could be universes with a God. There could be universes without a God. There could be a universe where we poop in public and eat in private.
There could be a universe where Stargate Command is actually real and they're traveling between Stargate and Stargate.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, there could be universes where gravity is different and thus planets form differently. So, I mean, we could have
actual
terrestrial planets that form as large as our gas giants like Jupiter.
That's a possibility, too. The physics of these, if these other universes exist, now, there's no saying that the physical laws of our universe are going to be exactly the same.
No, and that's part of this is that we also can't necessarily explain where gravity comes from originally. And it's hypothesized that gravity could be coming from some other universe
That's interesting. You know, I think it's people like Rush Limbaugh because they're just so huge. They're just gravity. No, just kidding. Totally kidding.
And there's a universe that he's this nice guy who's like 100.
Can we have that, Rush? If there's a universe where the Rush Limbaugh is actually on the site of where people actually think, you know, with their brain instead of their pocketbook, can we have that, Rush? And we'll exchange him and, you know, give him the other one.
I mean, ultimately, all I want to say about this is that that there is now new evidence that would support this. But that's no reason for us to get like overexcited or anything like that, because the Big Bang or evolution or these other theories that are supported by huge amounts of evidence,
right,
we can basically turn around and say, like, that's established as something that exists and is factual.
Right.
Not to say that the multiverse is not factual, but we only have limited evidence for it. Not all scientists at this point have a consensus where they agree upon it. Even less agree that we could potentially travel to other parallel universes.
Now, that would be kind of interesting if we could do that. I mean,
like Stargate.
That's actually, they just travel from planet to planet. They don't travel from universe to universe. The TV show Sliders, he actually travels from parallel universe to parallel universe, parallel Earth to parallel universes. So maybe someday.
Exactly. This is exciting, and I hope that we're able to gain more and more evidence to support this so that we can understand more about what happened before the Big Bang.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe in one of these universes, they already know what happened in the multi-universe, or the Big Bang and everything. All right, well, let's get on to the next topic for this evening.
Isn't that illegal?
No, it's not.
It's illegal.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
We're
that always makes me laugh.
Well, it's our first time we're doing this. When we're doing a new segment, it's called "Is That a Law or Not?" There's a lot of crazy beliefs people out there have about the law. And one of the things out there on this particular segment is that we're going to talk about: are you allowed or are you not allowed to wear shoes while you drive. Now, I was always told when I was growing up that when I got my driver's license, I'd say, well, if you go to the beach or something, you know, and you're in the car, make sure you put shoes on. Otherwise, you get pulled over. You're going to get a ticket. Well, in a roundabout sense, that's not completely untrue. In the most United States, you can't wear or not wear shoes, rather, when you're driving, unless if you're wearing something like a flip-flop or thong or whatever you want to call it, because there's many different names for the shoe that go on.
I don't like the use of thong.
Well, that's what it's called. They call it thong sometimes.
Anyway,
let's say you get into an accident and they determine that, you know, your fact that you didn't have shoes on that contributed to the accident, then, yeah, you could get fined for being in an accident without driving your shoes on. It is illegal in Kentucky. From what the research I found, it is illegal to drive a car without shoes on. Now, this isn't a breaking news story or anything, but hey, I thought this was kind of interesting. So hey, we're going to give it a try, see how you like it. So Medusa, let's start with you tonight. What are your thoughts on this?
It's kind of a summary idea there. Can you wear shoes when you drive?
Right.
And I don't like to use the term thong. I don't wear thongs on my feet. I wear flip-flops or nothing at all.
Oh, my gosh, nothing at all. Woo!
The secret is out. You know, I think you ought to wear shoes when you drive, but when I used to drive, I don't drive so much anymore. Mm-hmm. But when I did drive, I used to just fly out of the house barefoot and drive without my shoes because I thought, how is the cop going to know if I'm wearing shoes or not?
Yeah. I mean, if you get pulled over for a safety belt violation, for example, or you have a broken taillight or whatever, and they ask you to step out of the car, and they're going to say, oh, you have no shoes on. Well, and you know, and the thing is, there's a lot of cops out there that'll say, oh, yeah, no, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Or you should be wearing shoes.
You have to wear shoes.
Right, you have to wear shoes, and well, I'm going to write you a ticket. And it's like, well, apparently not, you know.
There's a lot of research out there. Every state is different. This gave me fits researching it.
Yep.
But most states require you to wear shoes. They're not going
to. Well, actually, no, it's only Kentucky we're required to wear shoes.
Oh, that's why I said this gave me fits.
Oh, okay.
I usually had lots of shoes in the car.
You know, a pair in the back?
Yeah, a pair in the back, real quickies, throw them on, flip-flops.
When I used to drive school bus, we actually had a rule that if you have shoes on, they have to be able to hook in the back. I mean, the back around your ankle.
They have to be securely fixed.
They have to be securely fixed. You can't, with them, it was more of a policy rule than it was a safety thing. I have no idea why. You know, it's just one of those things. Dave, your thoughts?
This is a good topic. If we're all finding different things, I mean, I wasn't able to find a single state that it said that it was illegal to drive without shoes on. And you're saying Kentucky?
Yep.
That's plausible. I didn't happen to find that. Either way, I was reading during my research that in Australia, they actually did a study on this, and they found that it was more dangerous to drive wearing flip-flops, which in Australia they pretty much all call thongs.
Right.
So it's more dangerous to drive wearing those or Crocs as well.
Oh, Crocs, yes.
Than it is to drive barefoot. Let me just also say that I've driven barefoot, and it weirds me out. I don't know why. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel the road under my feet. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess we're all different in that. But
yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't find a single state in the United States that it was illegal in. But it's interesting that it's so disputed as to whether or not it is legal or not.
Yeah, it says right here, driving barefoot is illegal in the state of Kentucky. Driving barefoot is illegal most places. Nope, it's a dumb but good for but to goad cops, but it is illegal in Kentucky. I'll send the link is at a site called barefooters.org/driving.
Barefooters.org.
Yeah,
that's your source.
No, gang. Right.
Hey, they talk about barefooting. Why not?
Yeah, right.
Hey, if they talk about barefoot, I mean, there's people out there have fetish about bare feet.
They're the authority on what to do with bare feet.
Exactly. Maybe they are. All right. Well, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about beliefs. Should beliefs be respected or not. And the plain fact is beliefs should not be respected, or they do not need to be respected. Let me preface this a little bit. The person who has the beliefs, if you want to, you don't have to respect the beliefs. You respect the person, but not the beliefs. But you respect the person for having the beliefs that they can't.
Correct.
You can't.
They're right to have the beliefs.
That's the word I'm looking for. You can respect the person's respect to have those beliefs. I mean, they can believe anything they want. They can believe they're a ham sandwich if they want to. That's up to them. But the fact is that you do not have to respect their belief that they're a ham sandwich. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of misinformation on this. And the religious right, especially the religious right, wants you to say, hey, you have to respect our beliefs. No, we don't. And no, I won't. And they ask, well, you have to be tolerant of our beliefs. No, I won't be tolerant of your beliefs either. I'll be tolerant of you. I'm not going to be tolerant of your beliefs, especially if you say, well, I believe that it's okay to have kiddie porn. That's your belief, but I'm not going to respect it. Certainly not. We're going to start the timer. There we go. There's the timer. All right, we're going to start the timer now. Dave, go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, I agree. You know, the Christians say you hate the sinner, not the sin. Hate the sin, not the sinner. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's anyhow. Okay. It works for me.
Yeah.
No. A lot of them hate the sinner and the sin.
Well.
True.
No, but still, you can respect the believer but not the belief
right.
at the same time. And I'd like to, even if it's slightly controversial or whatever, I'd like to extend that to being that respect should be earned even
absolutely.
By that person.
Oh, no, that's actually true. If you can respect the belief eventually. The belief can gain respect.
The believer themselves is a person. I mean, that person
right.
is not necessarily deserving of respect automatically, but if
they're
someone that deserves respect, they certainly do.
Right.
A belief itself is an idea.
It doesn't
hold these magical, I mean, concepts are not magic.
Right. I mean, but I'm saying is it does not deserve respect immediately. It can build based on trust or evidence or whatever.
Sure, certainly.
But not the fact is it just because someone has that belief that they are automatically say, hey, all right.
No.
You get
no.
it by automatic.
Yeah.
And a lot, like I said, a lot of religious people, and you said it too, Dave, they think that their beliefs need to be automatically respected, and that's just not true.
No, I agree. They shouldn't necessarily be respected automatically, any belief. I mean, if your beliefs should be respected automatically, then that extends to racism. I
yes,
mean,
it
that
does.
Extends to, you know, misogyny.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what it is. If you're should we respect the religious beliefs of people who follow Osama bin Laden and his religious beliefs?
That's what I try to tell these people, some of these people that, but you know, the fact is that they just don't seem to grasp that concept.
Now it's different though. I mean, tolerance.
Yeah.
You can tolerate something that's nonviolent or something that's you know, not causing harm unto other people.
Yep. Definitely. Crystal in the chat room says, give me respect, Aretha. You know, yeah, it's fine. Give her respect, not her beliefs. So, Medusa, you have the floor. Go.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I could go or not.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, I keep coming back to a specific follower of mine who is a very good example. He is...
You mean Muhammad?
He's Muslim. He's an imam,
uh-huh.
And so, but he's not radicalized at all.
Well, that's
so
good. Otherwise, I think he'd come after me.
I don't think we could have any relationship at all.
Right.
But there are a lot of things that are really out in left field for him that I. Beliefs that he has that I could in no way
mm-hmm.
believe in one way or another. But he is a gentle, compassionate person, and he's earned my respect.
Right.
So I respect him as an individual.
Right. But you expect him, not his beliefs.
Exactly. And we have issues on beliefs a lot. And it is possible to have you guys jump in anytime you want to.
No, go ahead.
respectful conversation about not believing another person's belief.
Right.
It's not possible, though, with Christians who play with rattlesnakes and speak in tongues. Those people, it's a little more difficult to have a belief.
But they have some basic, I mean, human beings deserve some basic respect. I mean, basic respect. I mean, you don't have to respect them. To, you don't have to respect the fact that, you know, a serial killer, you're not going to respect his, you know, his ability to, you know, keep from killing people.
His actions at that point.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
I respect beliefs. I don't respect the actions that those beliefs cause.
I don't respect beliefs, and sometimes I preface that the past actions. Yeah. Well, I don't even tolerate beliefs. I don't even tolerate beliefs. We remove
people from society who have such radicalized beliefs that they threaten society and have to be removed.
Yep.
And Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker who died last night.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't have respected his beliefs because he believed that people should, some people should die, so.
Yeah, through Satanism now, there's a whole other belief system. You don't believe, trust the believer, and you don't believe his beliefs.
Right. Exactly.
There's a whole other angle to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I always say, you know, that if you don't want to have your beliefs laughed at, don't have funny beliefs. So,
you're good.
Dave, do you have any other additional thoughts on this? Because we got about a minute and a half left here.
I did for a second, and I forgot them.
Oh. So. Your memory's good. Your memory's like mine, good for 5 feet or 5 minutes here.
Yeah, right.
We got a comment from the chat room. Wise guy, it's hard for me to respect beliefs. It's cute when you have imaginary friends as a child, but it's creepy when you're an adult. And I completely agree with that. I mean,
was that Eddie?
That was Wise Guy Eddie in the chat room. Thank you, Wise Guy Eddie. Yes.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yes, and there is a lot of people out there who, you know, they believe that there's an invisible man in the sky following you around.
And you talk to them, and they seem normal. They act normal, and then all of a sudden something comes out of their mouth, and you're like, this is a scary person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You can get a person who thinks he looks rational, sounding rational.
Exactly.
But then they start – then you turn around, and next thing you know that they're going all hog-ass wild on you because they're trying to push their beliefs down your throat. Now, if you want your beliefs – people to hear your beliefs, you know, then just say, hey, these are the things I believe, but hey, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what you have to believe. I don't want, you know, if someone wants to believe the same thing you do, that you're a ham sandwich, for example, show them why you're a ham sandwich. You know, give them good reason to show why you're a ham sandwich. Or if there's a God or not a God, you know.
Exactly.
I have no evidence for the existence of a God. Anyway, that's our time. And this was a really good discussion.
Good?
Yes, it was good. We may have to come back in on this one again sometime.
I think so.
All right. Let's get on to our next subject for this evening.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
I kind of like that song. I'm going to keep it for a while.
I love that. I always sing along.
I'm going to keep that one around for a while until I find a better clip. This is about Alan Alda. If you didn't know that they were an atheist, well, he is. It turns out that he has gone back and forth on being an atheist. If you were to preface him being an atheist, he'd be more like a 2 on the Dawkins scale. He'd be kind of like a weak atheist because he went back and forth between not believing and believing because of certain things would happen to him. He said that until I was 20, I was sure that there was a being who could see everything I did and who didn't like most of it. He seemed to care about me minute respects of my life, like on what day of the week I ate a piece of meat, and yet he let earthquakes and mudslides take out whole communities, apparently ignoring the saints among them who ate their meal on the assigned days. Eventually, I realized I didn't believe there was such a being. It didn't seem reasonable, and I assumed that I was an atheist. There'll be a link at the page at packerpokes@wordpress.com, and we'll have a link to this complete article about Alan Alda. Medusa, your thoughts about Alan Alda?
Well, you know, that's very surprising to me. I just thought he was famous for acting on MASH.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew he was an atheist, but
he slides back and forth. Yeah, he's been sliding back and forth.
Yeah, I don't care. I think it's fascinating. He's such an intelligent man. I often recall seeing him on many science programs on
PBS,
yeah. And getting a real kick, he really gets you engaged.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And
you know.
Yes, and it's really kind of cool, the fact is. Now, there's a clip, I don't have it available at this moment, but there's a clip of him when they were making up this Captain Tuttle from MASH. I've seen all the MASH episodes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know him almost by heart. When he got drafted, Captain Tuttle got drafted. It was his imaginary friend, which is it's a kind of a great preface of, you know, belief or not belief.
Atheism and belief.
Right. And so they were going through, had to give all the, where he went, the Tuttle went to school and everything like that. He said, asked for his religion. And they said, one of them said, the other guy brought up atheist. He goes, then Hawkeye, who's Alan Alda, he goes, not atheist. I don't believe in atheism. You know, I don't believe in atheists, you know. But then they said, so they made him a druid, you know, reformed druid, because now he's only allowed to pray at bushes, you know. Tree surgeon.
Okay.
But anyway, I always found him had good comedic timing, and I always found him to be a pretty sharp actor. Dave, your thoughts?
Oh, well, I hadn't heard that quote that you just read. Mm-hmm. I found some other ones before I actually touch on those. You know, Medusa was talking about him and science, and I have to mention that he's pretty much awesome founded the Center for Communicating Science, or rather it was inspired by him, which is it was founded in 2009. It's from the Stony Brook University School of Journalism. And the entire point of it is for scientists to learn to communicate more effectively with the public, including policymakers, students, funders, and the media.
Yes.
I think that's amazing. I mean,
I do too.
The guy's certainly, I mean, between his PBS appearances and his BBC coverage of the Large Hadron Collider and all of that sort of stuff, he's really an advocate for science and education, and I think that's great.
Anyhow, and he makes it very accessible for people as well.
Yep.
You know?
Well, I think that's kind of his point. I mean, it's the point of that whole group, is that he wants to do that.
Yep. Don't fear science.
Yep.
Because I think that's a large problem of being science stupid, is fearing science. Like Packard says, if you don't know something, ask a question, or as I like to say, pick up a book.
Right.
You know?
Or just say, I don't know.
It out on your own. I mean, still, don't just assume something.
Right. Oh,
right.
Absolutely.
It's no sin to say you don't know something.
Right. And that's the thing is, with some Christians, if you say, I don't know, see, you don't know. It's like, and the problem is, what exactly?
Is this a secret clubhouse? Or
God of the Gaps is the word I'm thinking of. God of the Gaps.
Yeah. God of the Gaps.
Right. I knew it would come. I knew it was going to come to me eventually.
Yeah. So this little quote. I mean, there's a whole preface to this, but then he continues on and says, "Furthermore, I don't like the word agnostic.
Yep.
Because it's too fancy.
Yep.
I'm simply not a believer.
Yep.
But as simple as this notion is, it confuses some people. Someone wrote on a Wikipedia entry about me, identifying me as an atheist because I said in a book I wrote that I wasn't a believer. I guess in a world uncomfortable with uncertainty, an unbeliever must be an atheist and possibly an infidel."
Yeah, I'm reading that too. So, yeah, most everybody on this show is an infidel. Well, actually, even Crystal is an infidel on this show to the Muslim faith.
Yeah, certainly.
So we're all...
Crystal.
Let's not pick on Crystal now.
No, we're not picking on Crystal. I'm just pointing out that we are considered to be infidels. To some religion out there, you are an infidel. Or you could... Actually, I'm not certain if Crystal believes in the Muslim beliefs or not. Most likely not. But in her eyes, she's a Muslim atheist. I mean, she doesn't believe in that religion.
And yet my friend Muhammad, the imam, points out to me often, which I don't want to know, but I know anyway, because he shoves it down my throat, that the Bible and the Quran are really similar in content. And he has shown me proof of that. And so she wouldn't be such an infidel in their eyes.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
But I mean, they're more. But, you're more
but
Muslim
still,
extremist.
That's a belief thing,
right?
Coming full circle again, you right. know what I'm saying?
Right. But anyway, we're kind of getting off topic, but a little yeah. bit here. But we're talking about Alan Alda, not Muslims. sorry, everybody. Rattle.
Back to Alan Alda.
Alan Alda, yes. But anyway, yes. As far as I'm concerned, I like Alan Alda. I think he's a top-rate guy, and I think he's a yeah. great actor. All right. All right. We have to. Unfortunately, we have to make this our short show tonight. So we're gonna get out of here. But before we go, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Facebook, and we're not on Google Plus.
Yet.
Well, maybe we'll get there eventually. But if you want to contact us, there's about 10,000 different ways. Well, maybe not quite 10,000 different ways. So we'll tell you how to do that right now.
Would you like to contact us? We can be reached 28 hours a day, 8 days a week as PackardPokesAt on Twitter and by email at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com. Your host, Packard Sonic, and his very honored and crazy co-host with occasional guest hosts who enjoy your comments or suggestions. You can also listen to the show on iTunes, YouTube, Mixler Radio, and Stitcher Radio. Click the like button on Facebook/PackardPokesAt to join in the conversation. While you're there, don't forget to snap on the Focus on Photography group. Please rate, comment, subscribe, retweet, and repost the show wherever you can. It really helps us out. Please donate whatever you can afford to help keep the show running. Visit PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com for more information on this or any other episode. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening and for your support.
And thank you, Joe. Wow, you're not even here. And you can, you're doing that.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing, Joseph.
All right. Well, we will be back next week with a much longer show. This has just been our little bit short show tonight. But come back next week. And if you want to catch us live, we're on VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokes at Friday nights, 9 p.m. And that's 9 p.m. Central Time. Just look for Chicago. You'll find us. Anyway, that's it for us tonight. This has been Packard Pokes at. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
Hey, kids! It's time again to talk about your favorite subject! Yay! Contradictions in the Bible! When was Jesus crucified? According to Mark 15:25, it says, "And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. The third hour is 9 a.m. However, John 19:14 to 16 says, "And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him over therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away." In this passage, the sixth hour is noon. Did you like that, kids?
Yay!
Want to hear more?
Yay!
Sorry, but you will have to wait until next week.